on this agenda? Item number six, which is open to the public. Are there any comments regarding item number nine, consent agenda items? Item number seven is an ordinance on first reading, amending comprehensive salary compensation and classification system. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll? Could you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance amending comprehensive salary compensation and classification system for the various officials and employees of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Roslyn, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 18th day of December 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes. Item number eight, important ordinance also on first reading, amending chapter 23, sewers and wastewater, section 2, connection fee, service charges. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, ordinance amending chapter 23, sewers and wastewater, section 2, connection fee, service charges, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Rose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 18th day of December 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes. Item number nine, the consent agenda. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President McCollum?
Yes. Thank you. Item number 10 is a proclamation for Honorable Presiding Judge Dennis Backelman. Ryan, are you going to read the proclamation?
Thank you, Council President.
Sure.
This is actually in honor of a longtime municipal court presiding judge, Dennis Backelman. Whereas Dennis Backelman has received a bachelor's in science degree from Boston College and Juris Doctorate from Irvine University, whereas Dennis Backelman is a member of New Jersey, Middlesex County, Somerset County Bar Association, as well as the New Jersey Association of Justice and Alumni Associations for St. Benedict's College and Notre Dame. And whereas Dennis Backelman is a faithful and commercial and served as Township Municipal Court Judge and presiding Municipal Court Judge. And whereas Dennis Backelman is retiring after 16 years of loyal service to the Township of Piscataway. Whereas Judge Backelman has maintained a distinguished record of accomplishment, judicial integrity, character, and excellence to all he has served. And now therefore I, Brian Waller, Mayor of Piscataway Township of County Middlesex, and State of Dubai, honor and thank the Honorable Presiding Judge Dennis Backelman.
Thank you, Mayor. Item number 11, are there any announcements and comments from the council at this time? Councilor Bullard?
Not at all.
Councilwoman Gabrielle?
Not at this time, Council President.
Councilwoman Michelle Lombardi?
No, thank you.
Councilwoman Michelle?
No, thanks.
Councilman Franker?
No.
Our mayor? Me? Our council, Raj? I would like to congratulate the Piscataway Chiefs on their state championships. I'm so excited for them. I'm so proud of our guys. So just want them to enjoy their.
Piscataway, Chiefs. Are there any comments from the public at this time? This portion of the meeting is open to the public. Please come to the podium, state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes at which to speak.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North, Piscataway.
Good evening, Mr. Wild.
Hi again.
Hi.
First, I wanted to thank, I did get a call from the police about trucks on Plainfield Avenue. As I said, it's hard to catch a picture or get a plate because they come whipping by, but they said they will make an effort to catch people using it as a cut through. I did also, last time I asked about the buffer between Plainfield Avenue North and Hariba Scientific, etc. I have some photos of what is supposed to be, by ordinance, a visual buffer between my property, my neighbor's properties, and the guys across the street. And that they committed when over a year ago now, to fix this area up, clean it up, which they did some of, plant some trees, and establish a visual buffer which has had decayed over the 23 years I lived there. I'd like to bring up the pictures and show you how little visible buffer there is between my driveway and, you know, just standing in my driveway. If you want to pass it along, I'll give it over to you guys. I have been promised multiple times by
Mr. Wills, is the same picture or two different pictures?
The same picture.
Okay,
I just figured you'd
pass
them along. I've been promised multiple times, including when Hariba got some waivers for some zoning waivers to be able to put in a nitrogen tank, etc., that they would be doing things. They did a little, then they were going to, got later in the year, they said we can't do it, we'll do it in the spring, nothing has happened. That was a year ago, spring. So, you know, this has been going on for 23 years. I can bring in the paperwork and letters that have gone back and forth between myself and my neighbors and the town, where things were promised, you know, were said we will take care of this, and it has never been. If anybody thinks that's a visual buffer, their eyes are worse than mine, because I look across the street and I see a pretty clear picture, and even when there are leaves on the trees, there are enough of the big trees have fallen over, and another one fell over in the last 3 or 4 weeks that you can actually see on the ground there. So there is virtually no visual buffer.
I have a meeting with the township administrator and the township engineer. We'll bring in the landscape architect if he's available. We'll discuss it tomorrow.
I actually gave it to Henry last week after you brought up the issue, and he's pulling out all their approvals to see what they were required to do. Obviously, we can't force them to plant anything in December, January, February.
No, I don't expect you to do it today.
They have to take a look at the
they've had two falls to plant in and two springs to plant in, and they didn't. So I would appreciate, and again, the garbage is starting to build up in it. So we'd really appreciate, and I know my neighbors would greatly appreciate, not having to look at the back of a office complex.
Thanks for raising it.
Thank you.
Sure. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, say your name and address, and you have 3 minutes to speak. Hello.
Good evening, Campbell Lane.
Good evening, Mr.
Good evening, Council. Would you elaborate on item number 7?
Just adjustments to the salary ordinance for our negotiations. We're currently finishing up the PPA and making some adjustments so that the salary ordinance reflects what we have to pay for our bargaining agreements.
Say that again about the parking and
it's salary ordinance. We need to make sure that the salary ordinance reflects what we have to pay for our collective bargaining agreements. So we just made some minor changes to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Akins.
Good evening. I'm Stacy Berger at Ellis Parkway. Couple of questions that I think are sort of related to Mr. Aikens. Is it possible to get copies of the resolutions that you're approving as opposed to just the items that you're, like, can you provide those at the meeting as opposed to us having to ask the CEDAR for those? Could you put them on the internet before the meeting so people can look at them as a draft form? There is a piece of legislation that would require all of you to put all of your meeting minutes and witnesses and stuff. Anything that you produce online, Senator Weinberg's updated the Public Meetings Act. But in advance of that, it would be really helpful to have stuff, at least like the last year, the minutes, ordinances, resolutions.
In advance might be a little hard, especially with week where us as the attorneys are trying to get those resolutions to the council and get drafts to them. Putting out drafts that are not final is a concern.
You usually just take that watermark in Word and write, you know, the one that says a draft.
Yeah, but if the content is something that may not be approved by the township.
But this has been, you know, this is a consent agenda, so you've looked at it. I mean, I'm assuming, if not online, at least for the meeting, so that people can see what you're approving.
Because,
yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, well,
he said yes, we'll take a look at it.
The administration said to take a look.
Okay, and then, so second, can you talk a little bit about what's in I and J, the motion to accept the, like, what's in the report of the Division of Revenue? Can you put that into the record and educate
people? Yeah, so monthly report from the CFO that goes to the council and we can request.
Right, so what's in it?
How much money we receive.
Right, I'm asking what is the content. I understand what the report is.
The content?
Yeah, you can talk. Because it's hard for the public to know what you're approving.
Where the report of revenue, the council approves it, except from the finance office. And you can certainly get one by putting an open request to letter.
Right, and that's what I'm trying to avoid is extra work for Ms. Cedar, who does a great job handling open requests. But if it's something that you're looking at, is it not possible to provide it to the public in advance? If not, you know, super in advance, perhaps like at the start of the meeting so that people know what you're approving. So if I understand that it wasn't possible to do that before right now, perhaps next week or the week after, but could someone explain what you've accepted, like not the structure of it, but how much money came in, how much money went out, what did it go for? Sort of surprised Mr. Aikens didn't ask us. And then the same thing for Jay, the motion
to finish. Hold on one second. So you wanted an answer for how much money came in, right?
I want to know what you've, the motion was made to accept the minutes, accept the report. I want to know what's in the report.
Okay, so I think that our business administrator, I think he explained that the first time.
Right,
so,
right. No, I'm not asking what's the
content. Hold on a second.
So it's about a 30-page report.
Right.
So
you all read it, right? So somebody should be able to say what's the highlights?
It's distributed highlights.
So, you know what, I think it has to be honest with you.
You
have to, yes.
You're not going to satisfy.
I'm not missing anything,
Mr. If you request it by an open request, but let us have the come see it at my office, you can see it at the clerk's office, or you can see it at the finance office, if you'll look at it.
Well, it's a public document, you have to actually give me a copy, but I'm not trying to...
If you put in an open request, we'd gladly give you a copy. I'm not sure that we should be, this is the first time in the year and a half that I've been here that I was asked to see it, so I don't see the point of maybe making 20 copies of a 30-page document that's going to wind up going into recycling bins. So if you'd like to see it, we can certainly send it to you with an open request, or you can see it at my office. I have it. The CFO's office has it, or the clerk's office has it.
Right. I'm asking if somebody who's read the report and just voted to approve it could summarize what they found in it. In this,
it was the money that we had to send to the Board of Education.
Okay, so we can go over that. There's wire transfers, voids, and totals, right? So for the regular checks, I'll give you the total. The total is
sure. I'm just curious because there's no documentation behind any of the resolutions.
It's no problem. We have it right here.
Thank you.
$31,530,974.54. That's in totality there for the operating funds. Then we have capital funds, $1,177,289.82. We have trust funds, $24,252,658.24. And then for a grand total of $56,960,922.60.
Thank you very much, Ms. I appreciate it. It would be really helpful if the resolutions themselves, when you can do that, would be made public or, you know, readily available to people, so they don't have to continue to file open requests. It would probably be a good idea to...
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. And are you going to talk to the public at this time?
That was your question, I'm sure you asked it.
I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the meeting's adjourned, and we'll move on to the agenda portion of the meeting. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes. Ms. Speaker, can you please call the roll? Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cagle?
Yeah, here.
Councilman Hahn? Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Arnn?
Here.
Council President McCollum. Could you please stand for the flag?
Good flag. That is it.
And to the Republic of which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number five, which is an ordinance on second reading, fully funded, $1,050,000 for various capital improvements. Are there any comments or questions on this item? Item number six, an ordinance on second reading, amending Chapter 4, License and Business Regulations, Section 4-5, Charitable Clothing Bins, which will be open to the public. Are there any comments or questions on this? We spoke about a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Item number seven, an ordinance also on second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic 7-25, Vehicles Over Designated Weight Limit, excluded from certain streets, River Road, which will be open to the public. Are there any comments or questions on this? No? Item number eight, an ordinance on second reading, amending Chapter 26, Soil and the Movement of Soil. Any comments or questions on this particular ordinance? Item number nine, a resolution for 2019 and 2020 janitorial services, Pure Productive Services. This is one for 1 year, not to exceed $78,280. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, the resolution, New Market Lakeview Training Wall and Parking Lot Improvements, which is not to exceed $192,030. Any comments or questions on that?
Is that the final phase of that project?
Second to last.
Which area is that?
That's by the Irving Training Wall.
That's what I thought. Okay. Thank you.
Item number 11, a resolution for property maintenance custom care services not to exceed $104,400. Any comments, questions? Item number 12, a resolution authorizing rejecting bids and rebid for 2019 July 4th fireworks. Can't believe we're talking about July 4th. Any comments or questions? Item number 13, a resolution for 2018 on your adult minibus. A bid opening for November 29th, 2018. So,
being that the attorneys are looking over, so probably should be on the next.
Next. Yeah. Okay.
Same thing with the sushi. That may be delayed until January.
Until January. Yeah. Okay. So this is item number 14: roadway improvements planned for Kasu Street and Terrace Court. Again, bid opening November 29th. Anyone else have any additional comments? Item number 15, a resolution authorizing return of Sterling Village security deposit for Betty Randolph at apartment 549. Any comments or questions? Item number 16, a resolution authorizing the return of street opening bonds for several of our residents here in town. Any comments or questions on those? Item number 17, a resolution authorizing return of performance security or cash bonds. The grass is a contention and to turn a place for a renewal. Any comments or questions? Item number number 18, a resolution authorizing refund of overpayment of taxes for various blocks and lots. Any comments or questions? Item number 19, resolution authorizing Chapter 159's Friends of Piscataway Library, $32,890.53. Item number 20 and 21 is a motion to accept the minutes from regular and agenda meetings for July 24th, 2018 and August 14th, 2018. Any comments or questions on either one of these?
I think we got one this afternoon that we'll be adding on as a resolution. It's a resolution of consent to the transfer of the financial agreement between the Township and Piscataway Building 1 Urban Renewal LLC to RAR 2-100 Bridge Road Urban Renewal LLC. It's a Rockefeller property.
Okay, thank you. Item number 23, which is open to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, thank you.
I'm sorry, guess what, I skipped the item, then you'll have to go back. Item number 22, are there any announcements and comments from officials? Mr. Ballard, I just want to make one comment. That is regarding President Joshua. This week, as everyone knows, he passed away last Friday, and this entire week has been very sad because of all the great things he did from World War One, World War Two, and on and on and on. And one of the things they said, although he made mistakes, people, they still felt as though he was a human being. And so my condolences to his family and the whole bit. And it has really been sad for those of us who have listened to what has been going on.
Thank you, Councilor Ballard. Councilor Gabrielle Cahill?
Yeah, so Council President, just a couple of things. First and foremost, a very happy Hanukkah to our friends who are celebrating this wonderful holiday. And to remind folks also about two upcoming events, December 7th, which is Friday, we do the tree lighting. I think our football team is gonna be in attendance, which is very nice. And then December 10th, we know that Santa will pay a visit to the TV show. And so if you know anyone who has young children who'd like to call and speak to Santa, they can do so on Monday. And that is it. Thank you, Council President.
Sure, definitely. Councilman Michelle Lombardi?
Ditto to everything that Councilman Cahill just said. Yes, I will. This Sunday at East Jersey Old Town, we will be having their holiday event, which is a very nice day with horse and buggy rides and tours throughout the village and carolers. It is actually a very nice, quaint, old-fashioned holiday event.
Thank you.
Well, thanks.
Okay. Councilman Brecker?
I just want to congratulate the Piscataway Chiefs being 13-0 and number one in Jersey.
Our Mayor Brian. Raj?
No comment, thank you.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'm going to open it up to the public, so my apologies for skipping the other item. Please come to the podium, state your name and address. You have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Powers, 361 Stelton Road. I live over by the new apartments going up on Old Brunswick. So one of these, number 8, piqued my interest because as a few of you guys know, I had dirt all over, dust all over my cars, my house, my grill. I've complained, stuff hasn't been helped. But this piqued my interest, the number 8 about the soil and movement of soil. Does anybody know what that kind of has to do with it?
Yeah, all we're doing is actually just exempting one family homes. So for any of those major developments, they're still regulated under the ordinance. We're making it a little easier for single family homes to be able to do improvements on their lots.
Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address. You have 3 minutes in which to speak.
Hey again, Alex Berger.
Hi.
I wanted to just follow up, because I haven't been able to be here for a little while, on the immigration and fair and welcoming policies that you all had talked about doing. And when I was here, I believe in July, said there was going to be something in August. Obviously, the governor's office and our attorney general made a pretty broad statement the other day about the level of cooperation between ICE and police departments. But you had said that you had expected there to be a police directive or some result of that in August, and I just didn't know where that was at.
So the police director sent me over his directive, essentially. As we just received the AG's policies, I'm going to be reviewing our chief of police policies, written policies, to make sure they're in line with the AG's office. I they basically are, but I just want to make sure that there doesn't need to be any modifications.
And are those going to then be presented publicly at some point, or what's the process? Because I have been under the impression that there was going to be some sort of resolution or adoption by the council, and then also the issue of municipal IDs, which I know Councilman Fuller had talked about potentially being involved with when we first started talking about this almost years ago.
I'm not sure about the municipal IDs, but we have been working on making sure that the police policies are in line with the beliefs of the township.
Okay, so there will be a public report out of what those policies are?
I'll discuss with the administration. We'll get back to you.
Okay,
when
can I...
You want to leave your phone number? If you could leave your phone number.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, but... But on the municipal ID question, there was a conversation, I'm pretty sure we have video of it, about using the municipal ID system and developing a discussion, and Councilman Bullard had talked about maybe, and I know Councilman Khan had talked about that as something that was under consideration.
It was discussed that it's in Highland Park and a couple other places.
When folks came from ACLU, they talked about the success of the municipal ID in Brunswick.
I don't think that we ever said that we were going to do it. I think there was a discussion.
There was a discussion, so I'm asking if there's going to be additional discussion about what.
Not at this time, no.
Okay, so you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? Sure. Please come to the podium, state your name and address.
Good evening, John Costello, 280 River Road.
Good evening, Mr. Costello.
I wanted to ask about number 7, the vehicles over designated weight limit excluded from certain streets, River Road. Is this banning the trucks off of River Road? Is that what this is?
Yes. Oh, John, you haven't been around. So, yeah. So, with the completion of the Route 18 project, this is a promise that had been made.
Good. Good. What is going to be the weight limit?
10 tons or more.
Okay, 20,000 pounds. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the public at this time? If so, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and feel free to speak. Motion to adjourn, please.
Motion.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Have a good evening.